Parshas Kitzavah, we have the mitzvah of Bikurim. The Rambam and other Moni have mitzvah of counting to two distinct mitzvahs. One is Havas Bikurim, and one is Mikra Bikurim. One is the mitzvah to bring Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash, and another distinct mitzvah is to recite the Parsha of Rami Ovid Ovid. It's interesting, the Rambam does not count Brichas HaTorah as one of the Tariyat mitzvahs. He counts Mikra HaTorah, he doesn't count Brichas HaTorah. So the Rambam, in the Hasodos and the Seif HaMitzvah, says that he should have counted Brichas HaTorah as a mitzvah, because in the Gemara could appear that it's a real drosha over their eyes. So some say that the reason why the Rambam didn't count it is because the Halev is only the Rabbon, that the drosha that the Gemara has in Brachos is only an Asnachta. And the Shamasariya has in Shulah, when he says that if that's the Pshat in the Rambam, then the Rambam is wrong. He thinks that the Ramban is right, and Chasmin Salah, that Brichas HaTorah is the right. So what's the difference? Salah and Maisa, the difference is whether the person is specific. He doesn't remember whether he said Brichas HaTorah or not. So if it would be a Rabban, I would say something wrong as well. But if it's Brichas HaTorah is the right, then you say that something the right is the point. Suffix in Brichas HaMazon is Yeh Kidei Sviya, so you don't apply Suffix Brachas to offer there, because that would be Suffix Yerachim. So the Mishnah Berurah calls that Shabbat Tariyah and Ochol HaMazon. So the Ramban says in his Hasog on the Ramanim, the Ramban meant to say that Brichas HaTorah is also there, right? But he holds that it's included in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that the mitzvah is to learn with a bracha beforehand. The Taina is that it should, that's not a reason to count it as one mitzvah. If he holds it to the Rabbanan, but the Rambam disagrees, he holds it to the right. And if the reason why the Rambam doesn't count it is because, although it's the right, he holds it as one mitzvah with Talmud Torah. And he says, so why should it be different from Havad Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim? That's the Moshe by the time. Havad Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim are two mitzvahs. So two over here, Talmud Torah and Mikra Torah should be counted as two mitzvahs. How do you know whether when you count something as one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? The Rambam has a cloth. The Rambam says that Tum Shal Yad and Tum Shal Ro, which is going to count as two different mitzvahs, because the Mishnah says in the Nachat, they're not in the Ezra. And Dalad means Shabululov, the Esrei, the Arov, Hadaskin, and Lulov. The Mishnah says that Ma'ak in the Ezra. So therefore, that's something that one mitzvah. This is the Fatanoim in the Mishnah, whether the Dalad Tzitzis and Ma'ak in the Ezra. Or they're not me'akim zezeh. We pass from Aloche, Perek HaKhel, we pass from Aloche, that's the Dabbat, the Tziyot, from me'akim zezeh, so therefore that's considered one mitzvah. So the Rambam says that's the cloth. Whenever you can have one without the other, that shows that it's a separate mitzvah. Whenever they're me'akim zezeh, that's an indication that it's one mitzvah. Somebody got this cloth, he doesn't, I don't think he's quoting it, somebody got this cloth from his mind, he ends up stooping. I think they're like a shalot when he comes. More at the end of the tzuk, as a machloik is at Hanoi, it's very machloik at Hanoi, they brought about kiyo and lua and kiyo, whether it's one mitzvah or it's three different mitzvahs. The kiyo, the panema, the lua, one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. So the Torah says that it's sometimes you can have Teruah without Tzviya. Sometimes we have Tzviya without Teruah. In other words, sometimes we're not Me'akim Zezeh. Even on Rosh Hashanah, you need Tzviya, Teruah, and Tzviya. And sometimes one exists without the other, so that shows that there's two different meanings. Whether you have V'hakel V'safah or Kisru V'lo Yitariv. So sometimes you have only Teruah, sometimes you have only Tzviya. Sometimes, like on Rosh Hashanah, you need Tzviya, Teruah, Tzviya. Gemara has such a flaw. Whenever it's possible to have one without the other, that's an indication that it's a separate one. What's the difference? Halacha l'maaseh? Was it Tzviya through Tzviya, one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? There's more of this about what we do with the Mishimachas and the Tzviya. That's the whole point in the Gemara. But the issue as to whether Tashrat should be with the original law, whether Tzviya one through Tzviya should be done in the Mishimachas and the Mishimachas, is the exact Gemara. Is that Gemara? Anybody remember? The end of the Sukkot coming up. This is the end of the Sukkot. No? Basically, the last character of the Sukkot. Yehuda says Kiyah through Tia Akasi is one mitzvah. The Rabbanan says Kiyah Lakud or Tua Lakud. My time with Rabbanan. How does Rabbanan know that it's a separate mitzvah? Sometimes you have to do it without Tua. That's the right. You talk about that Kiyah, Tua, Akasi, which one mitzvah. I'm not one of the mitzvah, other part of the mitzvah. But you have it. That's the right of the Rabbanan. So at the time, that's the one and the one. The Gemara says, what's an afkimina? How often am I there? Whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. The Gemara says, an afkimina about the Mishima. The question, how do you do that, Gemara? That's a nun gimel and beis going over to the top of nun dal and nal. How much of a hafzaka are you required to have or are you permitted to have between the kiyo and the kula? That's where the Rambam got this idea from, that the Kronosha Yatsu and Shiroshi can fit into two distinct mitzvahs because it's impossible to have one without the other. So that doesn't mean that it's a part of the mitzvah. But that shows that they're separate mitzvahs. Moshein came to Dalet Minimshet, the Lulav, and the Dalet Tzitzia Samakim, then there. So therefore, that's an indication that that's one mitzvah.
You make the following distinction because you have a little that
Rama specifically killing the other person, that's more of a mouth. Specifically talking about an idea of David was the prophet of the five symbols. Remember, the Mishnah just says it, they're not the Akhmi, that's it. You only have one without the other, you put that one on. I don't remember that the Gemara said it was three different things. The Gemara says one doesn't put on the film, it's not about so many mitzvahs.
I think
Rama got some back. Oh yeah?
That's
about. Okay, but that's not, the Rama himself says that the klal is, it depends whether the Akhmi is there or any Akhmi is there. That's the klal that the Rama says. Then the Rambam counts the mitzvah when you put on the tzitzis on a beg and you have to have chelis and lava. So the reason why the Kata Noim in the Mishnah in the beginning of Ha'chelis and then also the Lipas from Chelis and the Ma'chelis with Salavan and Lavan and the Ma'chelis and Chelis, they have one without the other. It's good, but nonetheless the Rambam counts the mitzvah to this abundance of Chelis and Lavan. The Rabbaniel Hababli from Baghdad asked his Kashi for the Rambam's son. He said Kashi for the Rambam's son. The Rambam says that the cloud is whenever it came down, whenever it's not, it's there, then it's one mitzvah. Whenever it's not, there's two mitzvahs, the chelus and lovon, should be counted as two mitzvahs. So the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Avraham, the Rambam just answered that, no, that sometimes you have a mitzvah b'shlagus and sometimes you have a mitzvah shalot b'shlagus. You have chelus without lovon and lovon without chelus. It's really one mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah shalot b'shlagus. So that's what it means that it's and the action that once you say it like that, then you don't know what the klal is. You say the same by Tzilon Shor Yad and Tzilon Shor Rosh also. And the action says there. But it's an incomplete mitzvah. And it's Vishal Lopish on Yusuf. The thing that the Gemara is saying is a different thing. The Gemara says, for the hak of the Sakol, Tisku, the Loitari, they should only blow Tia. So the Gemara argues on the bottom of Nun Din Lam Beis. Does that make sense? Rachmana, over Rachmana, Padad Mitzvah, Padad Mitzvah, you have the ability to blow Tzki and Shua. The Torah says, only blow Tzki, a Tzku, a Loi Tari. That doesn't make any sense. The Torah tells me, Lachatzki, only to blow Padad Mitzvah. But the fact that over there, that is a Mitzvah Bishnai Mutzah, so that's the right, that even when you do on Rav Hashanah, Tzki and Shua and Tzki, each one is a Mitzvah Bishnai Asma. That's the Gemara's right there. But in the case, let's say Shalyad and Shalosh, do you ever have a case with the Torah? You have the ability, you have a head, you have an arm, and you have a Tzvon Shalyad, you have a Tzvon Shalosh, and the Halacha says only do one. You never have such a case. Sometimes you only do one because you have a Hasis, you have a cast on, head was chopped off, whatever. It doesn't have a Shalyad, doesn't have a Tzvon Shalosh. As people wise, but you don't have a perfect situation where the Halacha says only do one and not the other. So that's the Rambam's Raya. So in that case there wouldn't be any right. So in that case this Gemara's argument wouldn't apply over there. So maybe you should say that it's really one mitzvah. But if you have one without the other, so it's a mitzvah shalom b'shalim muslim. It's very unclear. It is also a problem. How did the Moni HaMitzvah know that Havuaz Bikurim and Mikur Bikurim are two distinct mitzvahs? How do they know that? Just because the Mishnah says that there are some people who have the ability to do mikra bikurim and they don't do mikra bikurim, women, and gayer, different opinions in the Tanoim, which we have a class of people who don't recite mikra, just because sometimes you have avos, you don't recite mikra tikkun, that's a lie that Emachim says that, that's a lie that, that they're two different mitzvahs. Maybe the Mishnah gives a reason why, technical reason why they don't recite mikra tikkun. You can't say, Baruch Hashem, Adam Hashem, Asata V'Yashem, Adam Hashem, Asata V'Yashem, Asata V'Yashem, Asata V'Yashem, Asata V'Yashem, Asata V'Yashem, Asata V'Yashem, Asata V'Yashem. It's a different reason why. How exactly is that a proof that, that there are two different mitzvahs? In fact, that there's a bit of a problem here. The Gemara has, what do you do with the Bikurim? You bring it to the Beit HaMikdash, and you do Tanukah, and you have to do Hanukkah, put it down on the floor, and you have to do Mikra Bikurim, inside the Rami of the Rami. Then, after you've done all that, then what do you do with it? You don't burn it on the mizbeach, you give it, you don't burn anything, it's not Korah Bagal, you say, but then you give it to the Kohanim. And the Kohanim eat it in Yerushalayim. It has the Kedusha, it's a combination, it has the Kedusha of Truma, plus the Kedusha of Maizah Shein. A Kedusha of Truma that it may only be eaten by Kohanim to Zahara. A Zahara is not permitted to eat it, and in fact the Mishnah says in the Ilah that it has a Shein Echot with Truma. Let's say the first meat, the half of his eyes of Nevela and the half of his eyes of Dak Tomek. But he's not like it, because any student who starts in Zemzet, he's not like Tavan. I'm really passing against him there. Any student who starts in Zemzet, the only time you get Malthus is if he ate a full of his eyes of one eater. But what happens if he ate, Mishnah gives this example, a quarter of his eyes of Truma. Non-Koyin eats a quarter of his eyes of Truma, a quarter of his eyes of Chala. According to the guys of Bikurim, and according to the guys of Tumas Maizah, Maizah Ben Amai. So the Mishnah says, Mila, that's all Shem Echot, that's all Tumas Maizah. Everything is called Shem Echot and Truma. Bikurim has the exact same din as Truma. The perception says the person is about to be Makrish from a Tumas from a Maizah, and Chala, and Bikurim, all at the same time, just says Mokrok, and Shem Tano, Bahafish Truma. And he does all the four Hafroshes, but the Mitzah Hafroshes is filled with all four. So the Bikurim is now called to Kohanim by Truma, but then Truma can be eaten anywhere in Eretz, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Kutz Lorenz Menatari can also eat it, because then now there's a Tumas Eretz Amis, the Rabban, so if you take the Truma to Kutz Lorenz, it'll be coming, it'll be coming. With the Rabban, you're not permitted to eat it to Kutz Lorenz. Menatari can eat it anywhere in the world, as long as you eat it to Tahara. But Bikurim is not so. Bikurim has an additional level of Kedusha, has a Kedusha like Maizah Shein, that it can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, but Maizah. On the other hand, Maizah Shem can be eaten in Yerushalayim to anybody. It doesn't have to be eaten only by Kohanim. Here, the Kurim has a combined Kedusha. It has a Kedusha of Truma, a Kedusha of Maizah Shem that limits the Achila. In fact, the Avnei Nezan, Chelek Kosher Mishpat, has a Shaila regarding the din that we learned just yesterday in the Tosfos in Ksuvos. What's the din if the Yar eats Truma B'Shoygi? So the Chumash says that he has to give Kohanim the Chumash. And when he ate the b'shoyge, he gives count of Chaimish from the Gavah HaRoi V'yad Toilet, that he gives the eight tomatoes, he gives tomatoes, he gives potatoes, he gives potatoes. When he gives it to the Toyin, it's Nefak V'yad Truma. He gives Kulim as the Toyin, when he gives it to the Toyin, it becomes Mishkadish as Yishas Truma. So the Yavni Neza has a topic, what about by Bikurim? Bikurim is also Truma. Bikurim, Chala, Maizim and Amayit, it's all the same thing, it's all Shem Nefak. So if Zahar would eat the b'shoyge, he would have to give Gavah HaRoi V'yad Toilet, care of the Chaimish, and it would convert to become Kodesh. It would be convert to become what kind of Kodesh? It would convert to become Truma, that you can eat anywhere in Eretz Yisrael by Kohani, or no, it converts Taka to become Bikurim, with the two, with the superimposed Kedusha on top of it, with the Maizah Sheni Kedusha on top of the Truma. The Shaila is because if somebody eats Maizah Sheni B'Shoygei, who wasn't supposed to eat it, there is no din that he gives care of the Chaimish, and you have to give double royal Yitz Kodesh and snap up the Yitz. That din is only a din by his Asha of Truma B'Shoygei. Maybe we should say that the Kurim has two Kedushas, separate Kedushas. When the Zari eats the Bikurim B'Shoygei, he has to give double royal Yitz Kodesh, care of the Chaimish, and it becomes Kodesh of Truma. And the Maizah Sheni is gone down the drain, the bar. He ate it and in the bar, Farfa. Like anyone who would eat Maizah Sheni, Shalek and Din, Shalek and Mitzvah, so he can't make it up. Maybe I should say no, that somehow these two Kedushas, which are in the Bikurim, combine together to become one big Kedusha, high kinetic Kedusha of Truma, Maizah Sheni together. And when Zahar eats, and he has to substitute the Dovrol Yiyaz Kodesh, Shem HaKodesh, so then it becomes Nepach Yiyaz Kodesh, it becomes Kodesh like Bikurim. So this is the topic that he plays. He tries to fish around and takes his Rav Yoni, people must be learning around their faces in Yavamas, Pei Hei or something, he tries to fish in all of Shas He couldn't find anything. He thinks he has a place to come in the middle of Yidama. It indicates that he has one way or the other, but he had already which one. But anyway, that's what she's supposed to do with the Bikurim. So the Gemara discusses in Masechet Makir, what if a person brings the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, and then what if he didn't do Mikra Bikurim? He didn't recite the reasons and he runs away, goes home. He was the person who was supposed to say Aram Yavadam and he didn't say. He went back home. What's the din? So he wasn't getting to the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. Are the Kohanim permitted to eat the Bikurim though? The Kohanim are only permitted to eat the Bikurim after the farmer had fulfilled his mitzvah of Havoah Tadikurim. So is the Mikra Bikurim Me'akib in the Heter Achilles? So the Gemara says no, the Kriya Tatarsha is not Me'akib. What about the Hanokhe? So that's a machlokes in Tatanayim. Hanokhe, what the Hanokhe is not the Hanokhe means putting it on the floor. You have to look at Hatoy and Hatem, you have to take the desk and put it, you have to take the fruits out of the desk and put the fruits on the floor. Designed to show some meaning, but you have to take the desk and put it on the floor. That's the Hanokhe, what the Hatem, okay. So there's a machlokes, what the Hanokhe is Me'akib. What about Tzeluka? It says, you have to do tenuka. Tenuka miyakevis. The Gemara has it. Machleikus satanon. That was tenuka miyakevis. So the Gemara said in Bava Basra and Perak Hamoichet Hasfina and Dafei Alafay Ben Bamedva Mamurim. When does the din say that Mikra Bikurim the Kriya Tafarsha by Rami Yogodovich is not miyakevis? Not miyakevis means in the Heter Achila. That if you brought Bikurim and you went home, you didn't say Rami Yogodovich. So you missed your fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shemus, but still the Kohanim are permitted to eat the Bikurim. So when is that? Only if it's called a royal bila, ain't bila the akevis bako. But if it's called she ain't a royal bila, then bila the akevis bako. Mark also has Zerah's din regarding a carbon mincha. The Mishnah tells him enough that if you bring a carbon mincha and you put in the shaman and you didn't stir the shaman like volal, so the bila is not the akevis. But what if you brought a mincha, stamachala presronim, and kuliyakot, you brought so much? You got 61 atronim on Sirius Eifer, 61 times on Sirius Eifer on one plea. So the Mishnah says that the largest plea that they had in Beis HaMikdash was fit to contain 60 atronim and to do with it. But if you're going to put 61 atronim, you can't have 16 and a half, that's its own unit of Israel. So if you bring 61 atronim on one plea, and you're going to try to do plea, then the Marsha is going to fall over. It's not going to be a good job of plea. Like if you beat an egg in a plate. So if the plate is too shallow, so the egg is going to fall out. Probably. So you're going to do blila. 61 is showing them in one plea. So the Mishnah said that it's not going to be a good job of blila. But the din is that blila is not miyakevis. So I should say that to the other. If somebody brought a carbon minchel with 61 is showing them, Harei Rabbi Samachala Pesrein. The minimum of a minchel is 1 star. You can bring a unit of it, like the minimum of Naziris is 30 days, but you can have more than 30 days, but it has to be a unit of days, the same over here. The minimum of a mincha is 1 isarim, a serious vapor, but you can have as many asronim as you want. But if you want to break 61 asronim, you can do that too, but you have to break it up into two minutes. One mincha of 60 and one mincha of what? So the Mishnah says, if you bring 61 and one plea in Nigeria, the Gemara says, why not? So you don't do the plea. The din is that blila is not yakevser. And David says, no, if it's royal blila and you didn't do the blila, then it's not yakevser. But kosher ain't a royal blila, then the blila is yakevser. The Gemara relates Rav David's idea to Bikurim as well. That when you say that Kriyat HaParsha, the reciting of Aram Yogadov, is not me'akev in the Heter HaKohanim to eat the Bikurim, that's only if the farmer who brought the Bikurim could have recited Aram Yogadov, he was mechuyev to recite Aram Yogadov. And he chose not to. He forgot about saying Arami Avodavi. But what if the person was not Mechuyim in the first place to say Arami Avodavi? So then of course there's not Yakevich. What if the farmer, at the time that he was Makrish, the Bikurim, Mishas, Afroshi, he was Mechuyim to recite Arami Avodavi. And then when he brought the Bikurim, he brought it at such a time that he was unable to recite Arami Avodavi. Gemara has various cases. He was Makrish to Bikurim. At the time of Kriya Shem of the Bikurim, he became obligated to recite Arami Avodavi. And then he waited so long till after Sukkot that the Gemara of the Mishnah says that after Sukkot you may be the Enikori. And after Hanukkah you may not make it. So after Sukkot you may be Enikori. So he was Makrish Bikurim at a time that it was possible to be Kore. And then he waited so long till after Sukkot. Then he brings the Bikurim, then the Gemara says he cannot possibly say Arami Avodavi, it's not his Maksimka anymore, it's his Samachta L'Fan Shem L'Kerpo. So therefore, the Kriya Sukkim is Me'akev. The reciting of Arami Avodavi is Me'akev. The same thing the Gemara has is by Chalitza. When you do a chalit, so the mitzvah usually would consist of removing the shoe. The Ibama has to take off the shoe from the right foot of the yavam, and then kriyas abstukim, and then spinning. So the markers of what happens if the Ibama or the yavam or the Ibama are a cherish ain't bedaber. Not a cherish alab, but as in bedaber ain't shemet. Just an ain't bedaber, so they cannot possibly be tied to stukim. Even though normally the kriyas abstukim is not yakedis, and the repeat is not yakedis, only the chalit is yakedis. But nonetheless, kosher the royal bilo, bilo yakedis boy. Physically, the person is unable to do the kriyas abstukim, so then it is the yakedis. So the Gemara says, same thing over here, the kriyas abstukim is not yakedis in the heter abilo. But if the person was mechuyev to do kriyas abstukim and they're unable to do it, because it's, they finally brought the, well, by the time they brought the kriyas, after sukkos already, then the Gemara says, bilo yakedis. What kind of a din is that? Kosher the royal bilo, bilo yakedis. So the Shagasari has this shubish, it's involved. A disagreement with the Rashbam and Bava Basra. That's that, the Bava Basra, that payala, the Rashbam gives a different shot. So the Shagasari doesn't quote the Rashbam, he doesn't say that he's disagreeing, just pontificate that he's on his own, and gives you the shot. So he says, the din is that he's supposed to do every mitzvah to Shlei Musta. Sometimes if you do Shalot to Shlei Musta, you're not great today. Let's say I'll have a, instead of having Galad Minim, I'll have a Lulav and an Esrig and a Rogat, and I won't have Hadas. So that's not a mitzvah Shalot to Shlei Musta. The din is that Ma'akim does that. That you're not yoyitzeh. And sometimes if you do b'shalo b'shalo musa, you are yoyitzeh, and it's an incomplete mitzvah. Like if you have chelus without love and love without chelus, like we have chelus, we have sitzus without chelus. So it's a mitzvah, shalo b'shalo musa. But what happens, the Shagasari says, this is what the Gemara says, what happens if you do a mitzvah shalo b'shalo musa in such a case, where even if you want to, you couldn't have possibly done it b'shalo musa. But then he says, in effect, the fact that it's a royal of Lilo that it was physically impossible to do it with Shlei Musa, that's the Akev, and it's considered an incomplete mitzvah. There are two kinds of incomplete mitzvahs. Sometimes incomplete because you are lazy, sometimes incomplete because you are physically prevented from doing it with Shlei Musa. So it's incomplete because you just decided you're not going to bother to do it with Shlei Musa, because sometimes it's more than you have to do the other. But if it's impossible to do it with Shlei Musa, then it's worse. You know, it's just the same thing. You just didn't say the Pesukim by the Chalitza. Or you didn't say the Pesukim by the Mikra Bikurim. Still, you didn't say it because you're lazy, that's one Madrega of incomplete. You didn't say it because you are prevented, and a royal believer, then the Lilim Akev is incomplete. So the Chore, that Hezbeh that the Shagasari gives to the Gemara, to the whole idea of Kol Shem the Royal Believer, Lilim Akev is to the Gemara in Bavavata Dach Payala, the Chore is working on the assumption that if you will not recite Mikra Bikurim, the mitzvah of Havuah, Bikurim is incomplete. If you consider these two distinct mitzvahs, let's say Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, then what does one got to do with the other? If I put on a Shal Yad without a Shal Rosh, or Rosh without a Shal Yad, so I did one mitzvah with Shal Musa, and the other mitzvah I didn't do. But we can't say that the mitzvah that I did was Shal Rosh and Shal Musa. That's exactly what it means, that the two different mitzvahs. Shal Yad and Shal Rosh are two different mitzvahs. So why did the Gemara say, according to the Shagasari's understanding, why does the Gemara say, Kol Shein Eloi Lebilo, Ilim Yakevet Bai, applies regarding Mikra Bikurim? If the person did Havuasa Bikurim, and he did recite that Rami Avraham in a situation where he was prevented from saying, he brings the Bikurim after Sukkot, he's prevented from saying Rami Avraham. The Hakam the Gemara applies, Kol Shein Eloi Lebilo, saying such a thing, that it's unrelated. He did this, he didn't do the other mitzvah. Why should this be a mitzvah Shalodish Lemus? So the way the Shagasari learns the Gemara Lachor, the Pashto seems to imply there's one mitzvah. Not like the Boni HaMitzvahs can't be said, two distinct mitzvahs. How was the Kroon and Mikro Bikur? Not
much
to be Kroon, but highly said, the Pashto, yeah. If he would be Makrish to be Kroon after Stukin, then Mishas Kri Hashem, but he's Makrish to be Kroon, he never was Mokuyim in Mikro Bikur. But that's not called Shalom Shlei Musa. Then you don't say Kol Shein Eloi Lebilo Bilo Yakeves Bai. But if he did the Hafrosh of Tabikurim before Sukkot, at the time that he became his type to recite the Rami Avraham, then he brings the Bikurim after Sukkot, for the time that he's incapable, he's unable to say Rami Avraham, then he Gemara says Kol Shein Eloi Lebilo Bilo Yakeves Bai. That's the only time that is applied. I saw an interesting shaila in the Minchas Pinos this morning. I was wondering about it on my own, and then I saw the Menachem Pinchas raised the question. There is the second parsha in today's Sedra, the Zadvidimai, is Chalayat or Radiyat Hashem. Chalayat is Chalayat, is Bosch, Bashama, Hashlish, Shnata, Maitzer, is the 7 year cycle, every 7 year is Shmita. And then 3rd year is the Shnas HaMaiter. What do you mean the Shnas HaMaiter? It means the 3rd year is the Shnas HaMaiter running. The first 2 years, after giving my submission, you give my Sheni. And the 3rd year, you give my Serani. And then again, the 4th and the 5th year, you give my Sheni. And the 6th year, you give my Serani. 7th year, you give nothing. So the 3rd year and the 6th year, right to the 3rd year. 6th year is again, the 3rd year. The 2nd is the unit of 3 years, and another unit of 3 years. So the 3rd year. And then again, the 3rd year. We call it the 60. So the 3rd year is always labeled the Shnat HaMaiser, the year of the Maiser Rani. So after the 3rd year, you have an obligation to see to it that you do Biur. Biur HaMaiseris and then Bilui HaMaiseris. Biur HaMaiseris means the Arti HaKodesh Ben HaBais, you have to give everything away. You have to eat up all the Maiser Sheni before Biur is before Pesach of the 4th year and before Pesach of the 7th year. We give you a half a year. From the end of the 3rd year till Pesach of the 4th year, until Pesach of the 7th year, so we give the fellow a half a year to do what? To eat up all the Maizu Sheni that he has, and all that to revive that he has, to give away all the Gedolah that he has to Kohanim, to give away the Maizu Vishim to Leviim, and to give away the Maizu Rani to the Yanim, to give everything away, and then he can stay with a straight, honest thing, the Yardi Akhadish and Abai, so I've given everything away. I have fulfilled all the mitzvahs. Levi then is the Sefer Rosh. So there's two parts. There's a mitzvah dealer, and then the mitzvah vidui maizis, vidui maizis, that he says, the yardi akkodesh ben habayis. Hashara maizis is called vidui. Mishnah is called vidui. Vidui is the place he's going to be at that time. It's very interesting. Why does the Mishnah call Mechumash in that book? Because vidui means like confession, no? You come to the Father and you confess. You come to the Ban Shalom, you confess. What is he confessing over here? The yardi akkodesh ben habayis, I did everything. Lavar did the mitzvah sef, ola shachokti, I did absolutely committed this. And the Mishnah says that if he violated something, he cannot say this. He doesn't say the part that he did and leave out the part. No, then you don't say any of this. That's why the Mishnah says in the end of Sefer that at a certain point in time, they were mevatel the mitzvah of vidui maizis of reciting this because nobody fulfilled it properly. Even the greatest tzaddikim didn't fulfill it because they no longer gave maizirishim to the Leviim. There's the kana of the Salavim. Instead of giving my submission to Levin, they gave it to the Kohanim. They began the Satib La Levi. True, you can give it to a Kohen because the Kohen is called a Levi, maybe, but the Gemara has in Sukkot, the Sefer, Gemara has in Achlevi Satanai, but the Kivan of Lodman and Azariah. Are you going to the mitzvah of my submission, the Sinas, my submission, if you give it to a Kohen? So we task enough. He's asking that the Nathari not gave to the mitzvah. It's only Ezra Khan of the Salavim. So instead of giving it to the lady, he said, give it to the coin is permitted to eat it. But the Rambam, at the very beginning of Hilchot Maizis, for a Kalach Alach HaFei, says that we pass like the Khan of that you're not yet saying. You see, that's my solution if you give it to the coin. That with respect to the din, you don't say that Kohanim equal to the Kohanim also belong to Shade of Levi, so they're included. So that's what the mission says in the end of Sota, the Tanoim, at that time, when Mevatu, the mitzvah of Idri Maises, and we don't say it anymore. But when you had Shan Kipikunam, so you would recite Biur HaMaises. You would say Vidri Maises. That's the other, doesn't understand. Why is it called Vidri? He's not Mitzvah that he did anything wrong. Other rabbis, great thing that he did everything right. And he tells the Rabban Shalom, okay, I did my half of the deal. Now we expect you to do your half of the deal. Shkipam Uyam Kachacham Elashan Rabzati Sosha. We lived up to what you asked us to do. Now you have to live up to your promises. We don't know exactly why it's called Vidui Maizis. The Rambam called Bikurim, Vidui Bikurim. So we don't know why it's Vidui Bikurim. We don't know where the Rambam got it from. It's called Vidui Bikurim. So as such, there is a Gerson edition in Megillah. The end of the second parish of Megillah, I think, at this stuff, all the dinim should be crossed by Yom. All the mitzvahs, they can only be done by Yom and not Lalas. The Ashaifer is only by Yom and not Balayla. It says, Kol Davashim Mitzvahs of Yom, Tosh Kol Yom. Kol Davashim Mitzvahs of Balayla, Tosh Kol Balayla. It says, Mikra Megillah is by Yom. It says, Mikra Slulav is by Yom, and Ibris Mila is by Yom, and not Balayla. And it says, there are certain mitzvahs, the Ashaifer is only Balayla, not by Yom. So among the various mitzvahs that are Mitzvahs of Yom, so the Mishnah has, I think, the Mishnah has Meister. Kolayon Kosher and a list of all the different things, and it says the Vidui Meister. That this Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayit, that we don't understand why it's called Vidui Meister, that can only be done by Yom. So there is a Girsa there on that Mishnah, that's a very difficult Girsa that says the Vidui Bikurim. The Vidui Bikurim even has a discussion of what does it mean? Why is it called? We don't know why it's called Vida Meister. We don't know why should be called Vida Bikur. For that reason, that's called Vida Meister. That's called Vida Bikur. But the Rambam has that lotion. The Rambam calls it Vida Bikur, but he doesn't quote that Yusuf in the Mishnah, that you can only have Vida Bikur. He doesn't say you can only have Vida Bikur by Yom and not Alam. He doesn't write that. What do you mean? You can only do Mikur Bikurim by Yom. You can't do Balayim. The problem, the Turi Evan is not sure what that Yusuf is supposed to mean. So this mitzvah of Vidui Meiser, the second mitzvah today said that Vidui Meiser, it says Yamar Tolof Nei Hashem Alkecha B'yarki HaKodesh Min HaBayis. You should recite in front of HaKodesh Baruch. So what does it mean Tolof Nei Hashem Alkecha? So there is a dispute between the Rambam and the Raizim. Where is Tolof Nei Hashem Alkecha? The Rambam says, wherever you happen to be, you daven, the person daven with the they're speaking to the Rambam, the Yarki HaKodesh Min HaBayis. He doesn't make a declaration for the newspapers, he's speaking to Hashem, he's brought up like a Tzvila, and then he concludes, Hashkifam Miyam Kavshacham Min HaShemah, so he's speaking to Hashem. That's why it says, Yamar Tolof Nei Hashem Lekecha, you should speak to Hashem, he's brought up. The writer says, no, Nei Hashem Lekecha means in the Azar. Sometimes Shachat has been above the Lufnei Hashem. Sometimes Lufnei Hashem means in the Azorah. Sometimes Lufnei Hashem means in the Harabayah. Sometimes Lufnei Hashem means in Yerushalayim. Sometimes it means in New York. You daven in the front of Hashem. So that's Lufnei Hashem. Okay. So that's the Machlokes. The Rambam derived it and it didn't derive it. So how do you translate the Pasuk over here? So I was wondering, would you have the same Machlokes regarding Mikra Bikurim? Because the same expression appears there. Yoniso Yamartal of Nehashem Lekech Haram Yavadal by Yerid Mitzrayim. So it's the same Achleikot over there, but according to the Rambam, the Mikra Bikurim doesn't have to take place in the Azara. The Havoat Bikurim has to take place in the Azara. You have to, the Truta has to be in the Azara. The Hanok has to be in the Azara. So would you say that everybody agrees that the Mikra Bikurim also has to take place in the Azara? Maybe no, just like the Rambam says that the Maisa can be done anywhere in the world, the Nei Hashem be just means that the Davin is so cool over here, maybe Mikra Bikurim. Harami Abravi is also a Tfilo. So maybe Hoidoya, Shelah Hoidoya. Maybe here the Nei Hashem HaKeach coming to the Rambam also doesn't necessarily mean Bazar. Maybe you can even do it Chutz Bazar. But how would you visualize you're going to do this Chutz Bazar? I mean, first you'll do, again, saying the Mikra Bikurim before you go to the Beis HaMikdash. Hinei Beis Reishis Pri Ha'adam Hashem Asatah Hi Hashem. So in some of, if such a tzad is possible, feasible, so what would you do? I mean, the father brought the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, and then he doesn't know how to say it, he forgot to say Arami Abravi, and they used to have somebody in the Beis HaMikdash recited with the farmer, and then he forgot. The fellow went out for 5 minutes, he forgot. So a farmer brought Bikurim, and he went away. And then someone runs after the farmer and says, hey, you forgot to say Arami Abravi, he's already in Yerushalayim, he's in the hotel room in Yerushalayim, in the plaza. But then he says, okay, give me a seder, give me a commission, I'll say it. So he says Arami Abravi, he leaves his Bikurim over there, he says Arami Abravi over here, is that okay? So that's what the thing of his Mesupit. But the Rambam Shita by Vidui Meiser that Lefnei Hashem means like in davening Lefnei Hashem doesn't necessarily mean in the Azara. Would that apply also here by Vidui by Mikra Bikurim that you don't have to be in the Azara? It's possible to recite the Mikra Bikurim even without having the Bikurim in front of you? Is that necessarily mashma that he has to have it still there in his hands or not necessarily? I have brought. I have already brought. He's mistaken even to say that maybe even if the Kohanim made it up, maybe if I left my Bikurim and the Kohanim made it up, then they send me a slow letter by boat. Well, both to China, they sent me a letter that I forgot to say, Arami Abu Dhabi. They enjoyed my Bikurim very much. They ate it up and they enjoyed it very much. Maybe I can still say Bikurim when I'm in China somewhere. He's not sure. He's not sure what the thing would be. Maybe he can even say, yep, there's you. No. I have brought, in any case, situation to your number. I have done. I have brought the Bikurim. And maybe it was Nashem Lakhat addressed me. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's in the Azor. Shachat is when I bought for Lifnei Hashem. You're not saying anything to Rabban Shalom. So Lifnei Hashem means in the Azor. But over here, Lifnei Hashem means that you're speaking to Hashem in the Azor. That's what he's mesutik about. Mishnah points out in Bikurim that although it's Truma, Shem Echad with Truma, and all of the haparoshes, you know, all the haparoshes that we're used to, from the Gedolah, Maaseh Rishon, Maaseh Sheni, Maaseh Rani, all of these haparoshes can only be done with Tolos. She cannot be marked with Mechuber, even the Yevid, it's not called a Mechuber. So Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Kedushin. And that's some of Beis. So why is it that if you're marked with Mishnah in Shulman, that it's not called a Mechuber? Rashi and Tosfos tell Machlokes, why? What is the marker for that Mishnah? How did the Tanoim know that that was legit? But even the evidence is not called. But nonetheless, the Mishnah says that Bikurim is an exception to the rule. That Bikurim, you want Makrish from the Kuber, and it's called the Kedusha's Bikurim. The Mishnah Bikurim quotes in Machlokes HaTanoim, is there any need to be Kurish and again the Tolish? After you tied around a bow, you tied a string around this Bikurim, designed meaning while they're attached to the ground, and you were Kurish and Bikurim. Are you supposed to, after you detach it from the ground, that I could bring it to Mishalayim to the Beis HaMikdash, that you have to be Kurish and again? The Tovash and that one time it says, yeah, it's not a Chalvin Buber, Bikurim is Chalvin Buber. But Bikurim, you wanted to have a Kedusha, a full Kedusha Struma. So the Kedusha Struma can never be Chalvin Buber, it can only be Chalvin Tovash. You have to have a second Kriya Shem. And the Chachamim hold, no, you don't have to do a second Kriya Shem. That's an exception to the rule, that Bikurim is Chalvin Buber. That's what the first thing. Rashi on the first Pasuk in Parshas Kisavo points out that this mitzvah of Purim only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Shetavim Yartzacha. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Shetavim Yartzacha Prat Mechutz L'Aretz, that the mitzvah doesn't apply in Chutz L'Aretz. So what's called Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi on the first Pasuk says, Oye Kisavo Haaretz, Hashem Hashem Hakef, Nesim Lachon Nachal V'Yerishto, Nachal V'Yerishto V'Yoshavto Bo. What do you mean, Yerusha V'Yeshiva? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara that you have to have Acha Kibush V'Chiluk. The first 14 years after Yeshua Benum crossed over the Yarden, the Bnei Yisrael will not get Mechuyah to be Makrish from the Maisis and to observe Shemim and Yoivol and to give Bikurim. None of the mitzvahs apply. Like in Shikur Peah, none of the mitzvahs apply because Eretz Yisrael didn't have yet the full Kedusha Sa'aret. The Kedusha Sa'aret was only completed Al Yidei Yerusha Yishiv. Yerusha means the Shevish and Kibshut, the conquering. It took 7 years to conquer all the Lamed Aleph Malachim. And then there was Sheva Shechilku, they had to divide the land. The Gemara said they had to divide the Shvatim and then divide the Mishpachas and then the Yechidim. And after everybody called Echad the Echad was Makiris Chelko, then it became the Skaivu, the Mitzvah Sanfuriz Boris. Chala, the Gemara said that was an exception to it. That's the Gemara Ksubis, on Daf Papay, the second paragraph. The Gemara says Chala, they went to Skaivu, immediately, the Shabbal Earth, the Pasuk in Bamidvar, Pasha Shlach, and the Mitzvah of Chala says, Vayu Bevayachim Al-Horah, Bevayachim. As you're walking in, the Vayakim sounds like it's there. It's a Kisa Vayel Ha'ores Yerishta V'Yashavtavua. It sounds like Yerishta V'Yashavtavua. That's a while. It doesn't sound like 14 years. But the Ma'aseh that's what it was. It was 14 years of Kibshul. The Yerishta was the 7 years of conquering. The Yashavtavua was the 7 years of Chalut. But there it says the Vayakim. It sounds like it's an earlier stage. The Gemara says immediately when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they were in the sky of Bechal. So what does that indicate? What does that indicate? So why should they be in the sky of Bechala right away? If the Kedusha Torah didn't begin until after the Kedusha Torah begins. So the Pashtas, one might argue the point and say that the Pshat and that didn't get it, it's like this. That in order to be Chayv and Lek and Shik from Peah, Shum and Samayis and Shmita and Yoyvam and Bikurim, these are the Tafuiz Boretz, these depend on Kedusha Torah. So yeah, the Kedusha Torah didn't call until after the 14 years, after the Shevish Kedusha and Shevish Kedusha. Year 15 was year number one, Leminyan Shnos HaShmita. That's how the Rambam writes the beginning of Shmita V'Yoyva. The 15th year, Rosh Hashanah, the 15th year, Mishav Yisrael HaYarden, That's when the Bezin started to count, just like we have a mitzvah Sfiras Atzmus, so the Bezin has a mitzvah to count how many years it is. Is it the first year of the Shemitah cycle, the second year, is it the eighth year, which made it 1 year into the second Shemitah cycle, it's going to lead up to a Yogel on the 50th year. But the Rambam says on year number 15, they counted, Bezin HaGadol had a mitzvah to count that this is year number one for the Shemitah cycle and for the Yogel cycle. So the pashtus perhaps is that the Kedusha Saras wasn't chal until after the 14 years of Rav, and all the mitzvot putting bars depend on Kedusha Saras, and chala doesn't depend on Kedusha Saras. Chala does not depend on Kedusha Saras. So even though there was as yet no Kedusha Saras, but there was a type of the chala immediately. If that's the pshat, then it should follow that the chiyuv chala remained the araisa even after the korban bayis rishon, even though at the time of korban bayis rishon the kedusha saras was batla. Kedusha saras is only necessary for mitzvah sakulim baris for the tumas and mitzvahs and bechik shikun chayim for the shikun to the yovel. But regarding chala, if it's chayv of the chala, take it from yad the first 14 years. So you see, it's just totally in Eretz Yisrael. It's totally not geographic makom. It doesn't have to have kedusha garai. The first 14 years didn't have any kedusha. See, even after they were Golu at the time of Kurban Bayis Rishon, the Chiyuv Chala should remain the Araisa Ariyai Mazah, Aviyat Tefal. Chiyuv Chala and Eretzel should be the Araisa. So that's the Gemara's Havamim. In Ksubas and Daf Kotei, the Gemara has that as a Havamim. The Shagazari writes in the Tshuvas HaChadoshes, he doesn't understand what that Havamim means. Why not? So we understand it very well. Today we understand it very well. Pashup Shatnik, it should have been like that. The Havamim is so good. We don't understand the Naskana. The Havamim is Gevaldik, and the fact that Chala and Nischai were Bambiyad in the first 14 years, the Vayachem, you see that there was no Kedusha. So even though the Kedusha was Batla at the time, it was Kurban Bayis Rishon, but that's no cause, there's no reason to explain why Chala should no longer be Noi. But not there, Chala just depends on this Makam, on this geographic Makam. That's the Gemara's Havamim, it makes a lot of difference. Then the Gemara must come back to that, and Gemara says no. But Chala also depends on Kedusha Saharit. But there were two, this already shred, there were two Kedusha Saharas. There was one Kedusha Saharas, there was Chal, beginning of the Kibush Mechilot, that's when you get the Chala. And the other Kedusha Saharas, when you get to all other mitzvahs on Kodesh Baruch Hu, like a Shik Kafein, a Shemus HaMaisis, a Shemit of Yoivo, that Kedusha, that element, that aspect of Kedusha Saharas was only Chal at the Gemara, at the Gemara, at the completion of the Yerish Tov Yashach Tov. But when it came Kurban Bayis Rishon, both Kedushas were Bavlo. And then when it came Bayis Sheni, since there was no Bias Kulchem, so there was no Chiyuv Chala Min HaTorah. So the Gemara says, the Maskana, and the Al-Kapay, includes the second page, the Maskana, the Maskana, that Afidu Laman Liyama, even if one should assume that Tumas and Maisuris, this man and Bayis Sheni, this man is or the Araisa, because the Kedusha Shnia was the Araisa, but that would only be when you get the Tumas and Maisuris, and that can Shik Chapay and Shmita the Yoyvon. But when you get the Chala, not, because you need the Vayachem, Biyat Kulchem, but there was no Biyat Kulchem. But the Maskana, the Havamim is classier, not the Havamim is standing in the Gemara. The Maskana is a little basic, but the Gemara comes out that there are two Kedusha Saras. There's one Kedusha Saras that's necessary for Tumas and Maisuris, and most Mitzvah Kulis Baras, that's the Kedusha that comes after Kibush Bechilu. And that Kedusha doesn't need Biyat Kulchem. That was the Gemara by Sheni, that Kedusha was their right. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. And Chala has a bit, Chala depends on a different Kedusha Saras, which in a certain sense is easier to create, and in a certain sense is harder to create. Each one has a Maila and a Tzara. Each one has a Chumra and a Kula. In order to be Chayim Chala, you have to have Bias Kulchem, and in order to be Chayim Shumas Mas, you don't need Bias Kulchem. That's the simple meaning of the Gemara. In order to be Chayim Chala, you don't need Kibush of Yeshiva. You don't need Kibush of Yeshiva. Just the Chilas, Knisas, Bias Kulchem, La'aretz, and Dao Zeret Yisrael, with the Kedusha, that's sufficient to be Chayim Chala. The Maskanas are Gemara in Suda. The Rambam is the famous Ter Rambam, the end of Ter Kalach and Hukas Truman. The Rambam writes, HaTrumah VaHamayisah Bizman HaZeh Afilu Bimei Ezra Afilu Bizman VaYisheni was only the Rabbanim. Why? Because there was no Bias Kulchem. The Hatelah the Rambam. What do you mean there was no Bias Kulchem? The Gemara says in Suda Daf Papay. The Babli says that Bias Kulchem is only necessary for Chala. The Gemara doesn't say Bias Kulchem is necessary for Trumas and Maisah. The dog talks about that drama. That's a famous difficult drama. Where did he get that from? That you need Bias Kulchem not only for Chala, but for Trumas and Maisah as well. Bizman HaZeh, nobody's makrish any Bikurim. even if somebody would be mafresh mikudre, it means that it wouldn't be chal. Mishnah says machlekes and machlekes hatanayim. In the end, the last mishnah shkolim. If you're going to be mafresh mikudre, no one's going to be allowed to eat it because they have to. I have to go to the Beis Hamikdash at least hanochas miakevis. One time only even tnuchas miakevis. Sometimes the kriyas hatarshas miakevis. There's no Beis Hamikdash today, so he won't be able to do the things that are miyakid. He can't go to Makom HaMikdash and do Hanokas, do various things. So there's no use in being Makos Bikurim. You should recommend nobody should be Makos Bikurim. The Shait is, what if a farmer is a white guy, Knaka? He's Makos Bikurim is one of them. So the Mishnah, the end of Shkong, says that it's Kal. Then the Mishnah quotes one time, Shimon, I think, the very last Mishnah Shkong, Shimon says that it's not Kal at all. So the Pasuk says, Pasuk is mashma, the famous Pasuk. Pasuk is mashma that it's only chal with mancha beis hamikdash kayim. With mancha ain't beis hamikdash kayim, the whole hafrosh is not chal at all. The whole hafrosh is habikurim is not chal. The Mishnah says that women who own farms in Eretz Yisrael are obligated to bring Bikurim, but they don't recite Arami Avadol because they can't say that last line. They can't say the Pasuk. Shemishbako are the same as the Slama. They can't say that. Because Noshima not Machel. Considered the women, since the preferred way would be that whenever somebody dies, he should leave sons and daughters. And if there are sons and daughters, then the daughter doesn't get any Yerusha, only the son gets the Yerusha. The father concedes that the daughter gets, but that's not going to be the Torah's Yerusha, that'll be the Torah's Haknos. They have no place in Ishbos. But the Ramot says the practice was for many centuries that the father would always leave a bundle of money for the daughter. That was not the Teres Yerusha. So since the women were really not supposed to get any Yerusha, whenever the Noik Shabbalim, I mean, a person dies, he leaves sons and daughters, the son she gets. And therefore, the women were never included in the Shavuot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore to the others that he's going to give Eretz Yisrael to their children. So that's why the Mishnah says that the women, that's the Pashat Shad, that's why the women don't recite Mikra Bikur. The Sefer HaKinah has tried a different time. Because the reason why you know, women don't recite Mikra Bikurim is because it's a mitzvah sasesh as man grama, not Shemitzvah, it's man grama. So the Mishnah says in Bikurim, you can only recite Mikra Bikurim from Shavuos until Sukkot. After Sukkot, there's no reciting of Mikra Bikurim. But the Mishnah Malach asks, number one, that's not the reason that it says in the Mishnah. It says because of man grama. It says number two, if that's the reason to make it man grama, so let Havas be good most of the Manglam, because the Mishnah says that after Chanukah, you can't bring Bikurim at all. Well, why not say that Havas Bikurim is also Manglam? Just like Mikra Bikurim has a time limit from this time to that time, so Havas Bikurim also has a time limit, it's a little longer. It should also be Manglam. That's Manglam, and it's also Manglam. So the answer is that neither is Manglam. The reason why the women don't recite Mikra Bikurim is a different time, nothing to do with Manglam. It's because well, not lechelik bar, so that's what he can't say. Hadamash and Asatol li Hashem, he can't say Hadamash and Asatol li Hashem. But why is the Taka not called Mangroma? That's the shaila that the Mishlan Melach raises. He says, but the thing of Sefer HaKinah growth is not correct. The Taka, why is it not correct? Why shouldn't it be considered Mangroma? So if I'm not mistaken, I think Kuri Evan explains that these limitations that you cannot recite Mikra Bikurim after Sukkot and you cannot bring Bikurim after Hanukkah based on the last pasuk in the Parsha Bikurim of Samachto, Samachto B'chol HaToyim. So the Gemara says, you can only bring the Bikurim with Man Simcha, you can only recite Mikra Bikurim with Man Simcha. So what's called Man Simcha? So the Mishnah says that there are two Zmanim Simcha. the more intense man simcha, and then there's, let's say, when a boy gets married to a girl. So the night of the chasen, they're very happy. Then the shiris nadish, they're also happy. Then for the first year, agamsi afreva, they're also happy. And after that, they're miserable. Or less happy. Or less happy, however one will describe it. So there's different degrees of intensity in simcha, like an avela sachman al islam. The achrisit yamah, the first day of avela is very intense. Sadness, and then the first 3 days of Shiva is more intense than the last 4 days, and the Shiva is more intense than Shloshim, and Shloshim is more intense than Yiddish. But there's different degrees of happiness and different degrees of sadness. So the Mishnah says that in order to be tzaitnik or bikun to stay around the Yavid Ovid, you have to have the most intense degree of simcha. When is that? In between Shavuos and Sukkos. And after Sukkos is no longer the real high degree of Samachta b'chalatay, he's not in such a happy, happy mood. You can only bring Bikurim without reciting Arami Avodah. After Chanukah, there is even less Simcha than that, and then you can't even bring the Bikurim. In order to bring Bikurim, or in order to recite Bikurim, you have to be in one degree or another of Simcha, and after these Maimonides. So the Torah even says that when do we consider a mitzvah? This is how it says, Man Brahma. It says, Man regulates the mitzvah. Calendaric Man. If you look on a calendar, this time, you have to do this mitzvah, then it calls Man Brahma. But here, it's not that the mitzvah mikra bikurim is from Shavuos till Sukkot, and the mitzvah havas bikurim is from Shavuos till Chanukah. No, it's all year long theoretically. There's no zman. The only thing is that there's a tanai in the kima mitzvah and both kima in each of these kima mitzvah that has to be done to simcha, the luba the simcha. So you have to have a very intense degree of simcha from mikra bikurim and a degree of simcha in order to have havoas and bikurim. And after these manim, you're not going to have simcha sense. Indirectly, it's totally in the man, but that's not called man drama. It's only called man drama. If man directly controls it. If man, if something else controls the mitzvah, if something else governs the application of the mitzvah, that something else is totally in the man, and then it's not called man drama. The Mishnah Melech asks that if the Sefer Achinuch is right, that women are potter from mikra bikurim because it's man drama, because you can only do kriyas aparsha. So let them be potter from havuah. So what are you going to say? Maybe you say havuah is only the rabbanon. Maybe you can say anachanami that women are only even havuah bikurim only the rabbanon. So they show from the Gemara that it's not so. And everyone will believe the rabbanon. So the Gemara says in Bava Batzer that payalas. Of all places, yes, in order to know some major dinim, that's in order to know some major dinim, in order to know it's not enough just to learn Ha'orel. You want to learn over to learn Ha'orel in the middle of the Yvonne, you can learn Shnai Yishkurim, that makes sense. You can learn Shnai Yishkurim, not bad. But there's one doctor in Baba Basra. So you must have in Baba Basra, whenever you have the Yishkurim to Rabbana, there's a special way that you have to bring it, otherwise you get a vowel. Because Bikurim is proper for Shumas and Maisus, but that's only the Bikurim the Raisus. It's only a fake Bikurim the Rabbanon, so it's Chayv and Shumas and Maisus. The Gemara says you're going to have a whole age of Bikurim the Rabbanon. But since we never found that the Gabi Noshin bringing Bikurim would appear, that we would bring Bikurim in our Torah and not with the Rabbanon. But that was the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech has a little country that's called Derech Mitzvah Sefer. The back of the Sefer Parash is wrong. The Derech Mitzvah Sefer has a few parts, three parts to it. One part, around 10, each part is around 10 pages. One part is 10 small pages. The first part is the running commentary on the Sefer Achinuch. And then he has the chilukim between the minyan mitzvahs of the Rambam and the minyan mitzvahs of the Ramban and the Smag, and then the first section will tell something with the minyan mitzvahs. How come he counts this? One mitzvah, two mitzvahs, it doesn't count. Details, that's the Sefer, the Holy Spirit, Rashi says, the Holy Spirit of the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, Inehi Vesis Vesis Priyadam, and Rashi says, is based on HaKoros HaTayyip, that we tell HaKoros Baruch Hu that we are not Tvuyei Tayyip. The Amart Leilot, he got it to Yayim, so Rashi quotes in the Sefer She'en Chokov Hu Tayyip. HaKoros HaTayyip is a big story in our religion. When I was a Talmud in Yeshiva years ago, the Mashgiach of Chana Baruch was in Slavotki, and Rabbi Lesson. So he is known that there's a very famous Bal Mushna. He printed many scores of Zush. And I got it from a very beautiful ideas. And the Urim and Akadatis Mimah. This is one of the recurring themes that we would speak about very often, about the pasuk that says that Migdal Babel was built by the Bnei HaAdam. Vayered Hashem Liras Tam Migdal Shabbanu Bnei HaAdam. So the Medrash says on that pasuk, of course Bnei HaAdam. What then? Bnei HaMorim? But the Behemoths are going to build a Migdal. They have these beavers, know how to build the dam, but they can't build a Migdal. A little thing, beautiful thing. But they can't build a big Migdal that's going to go up. So obviously Bnei HaAdam built it. But what is that pertaining to the Chumash? You should bother Bnei HaAdam. So the Medrash says, no, Bnei HaAdam doesn't mean human beings, it means the descendants of that wicked, evil Adam HaRishon. That because he had a lack of HaKoreh Tatoim, after he sinned with the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, so Hashem appeared to him and he said, what did you do? So he says, that evil wife that you gave me, Chava, Isha Shanasati Mani, he nosnali roecha. He shifts the blame and he says, that it's all your fault. Rabbi Shlomo, it's all your fault. You gave me this witch of a wife and she's the one who gave me the food. Instead of giving a HaKoreh Tatoim to the Rabbi Shlomo, we're giving him such an attractive girl. The only girl in the world. Very attractive. While the Yeshiva, instead of giving HaKoreh Tatoim, thanking the Rabbi Shlomo, giving him a wife, instead he's the miserable wife that you gave me, she's the one who's responsible for him. But because he lacked HaKoreh Tatoim to the Rabbi Shlomo, that came out later in the genes, and it came out by his descendants, that they were prepared to revolt against the Rabbi Shlomo. When you don't have HaKoreh Tatoim, so you don't feel obligated to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but too many mitzvahs. That is the faith of Allah, because the long, I mean, it's all the mitzvahs that we do, are out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to mankind in general, and to Bnei Yisrael in particular. In general, that he gives us life, and he gives us, we wake up in the morning, and we go to sleep at night, and we regain our strength, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us hanos, and clothing, and everything. And the Bnei Yisrael, that all of the Torah, all of HaKadosh that he gave the Bnei Yisrael, so all of the mitzvahs that we're obligated to do, he claims are all based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another medrash that's less famous. That medrash is quoted by Rashi, I should quote it by Eilat. There's another medrash that's more obscure, that says about Paro. This is already, not this, negated this opinion, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu to human beings. The Adam HaRishon lacked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here a person has to express his HaKadosh Baruch Hu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if the person doesn't express his HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he will be negligent in mitzvah. It will come that he will revolt against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another medrash that speaks about Paro's lack of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yosef. Vayokh mal HaKadosh Baruch Hu tam shel lo yoda et Yosef. What do you mean lo yoda? He didn't know history. He didn't know who Yosef was. So whether you say that it's Melech Chodosh, Kipshuto, Hashem Chatzik Zeros, or whatever you learn, Rashi quotes from Achleik with Rabbi Shmuel, from Asaf HaSeika, whatever it means, but obviously he must have learned in elementary school, who the first president of the United States was, and George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, so he must have told him about Yosef HaTzadik, that there was this Jew, and there was a famine, and he stayed the whole country. He must have heard about it. So what does Yosef mean? He didn't care. He didn't want to be Makat Taylor. Whether you say Chodesh is Kipshuta or Chodesh not Kipshuta. But Layon doesn't mean that he never heard of Yosef. Everybody in grade school heard about Yosef and about the whole history. It wasn't an ancient antiquity. It just had happened a few years before. It's like saying that someone today never heard of the First World War, Second World War. Of course they've heard of it. They may not know all the details, but they heard a little bit. They didn't hear about Yosef. So because he lacked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll tell you to Yosef, that's why the same phrase appears later. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paro and he says, I come in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I want you to free Bnei Yisrael, he says, Lo Yadayti Et Hashem. Never heard it. Just like it says, Hashem, Lo Yadayti Et Hashem, the same expression, Lo Yadayti Et Hashem. What do you mean, Lo Yadayti Et Hashem? He knows who Hashem is. He doesn't recognize. He doesn't want to listen to the Tzivui Hashem, to the Israel. That's what the Medrash brings out, that if a person is mezalzel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a human being, this will ultimately lead to a zilzul and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which will ultimately lead to insensitivity towards listening to the Rabbani Shalom and Tzibui. Even the Rabbani Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he doesn't, Rabbani Shalom doesn't command you to do something. You have to express HaKadosh Baruch Hu on your own. And if one doesn't express on his own, this will ultimately lead to his being mezalzel and shmir chametz that HaKadosh Baruch Hu command exclusively. Logically, it doesn't really make sense to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a human being. My wife gives me the food every day. She washes my clothes. I have to say thank you, but I give her all the money. It's not for me working my head off, so she wouldn't have all those beautiful apartments. What HaKaras HaTayim should be there? She doesn't have to thank me for giving her the check every week because she gave me back. Dr. Lamb doesn't have to thank me for giving all the shiurim that I say because he paid me money. Well, yeah, I don't have to thank him for giving me the check. I need somebody to keep showing it. So I don't have to thank him. He doesn't have to thank me. Everything in the world. Anyone who does me a taiva, obviously, I must have done him a taiva because of which he's giving me back a taiva. So whenever anyone does a taiva, so logically it doesn't you have to have HaKaras HaTayim. But that's what the Gemara says. If you're going to go with Seichel, then you won't have HaKaras HaTayim to anybody, so you lose this whole feeling of HaKaras HaTayim. So you won't even have HaKaras HaTayim to HaKaras HaKaras. Go on the Mele, you will be mizalvel in interest. The Gemara has, as Rav Leitchik interpreted, the Gemara has an expression of Baba Kamra. Eric HaKoybel, I think. The Gemara has an expression, Kamra Lemara, the Tivusta Lashake. The wine belongs, when you go to a wedding, so the wine and the waiter comes along and he pours wine. Or they serve food. They say thank you to the waiter. Why say thank you to the waiter? He's not giving you his own wine. The wine is paid for. The waiters are being salaried. The Kala's father is tipping everybody. Everything was smeared 100 times over. Everything is paid for. Why do you have to say thank you to the guy? That's his job. So the Gemara says, no. Kamra the Mara. The wine belongs to the wine was paid for by the one who's making the dinner, but nonetheless, the tibuso, the thank you has to be given the shaki. You have to say thank you to the girl's father also for inviting him to such a delicious meal for the dinner. But you have to say thank you to the waiter as well. Why? Because even though logically it doesn't make any sense, you don't owe him a debt of gratitude, but still, if you're not going to be marketable, if you'll only be marketable to those who logically you have to be marketable, then you will. Your logic will explain everything away and it'll come out that you won't be marketed to anybody. That's what the Chachamim recommend. You should even express the gratitude of thanks, feeling of gratitude to those who do taivis to you when you eat with them, you don't really, there's no real need for HaKaras HaTayim. You should be machmer in the area of HaKaras HaTayim. We're all pretty negligent in that. We live in a very rough society. No one knows how to say thank you and please. But the Jewish ethic always was very much to them. Especially the parents. Children take everything for granted. Now I belong to the parents. I can talk to them. I'm the father of them. So well, we should all be marketplace with our parents. And they said that that's one of the arurim that they used to say in Hagrizma. That they said Hagrizma Harev, or Makla, or the Makla doesn't mean the Kala. The Kala means person. Makla means that he makes life, the lotion power. The children take their parents for granted. The Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin, commenting on the Pasuk in next week's Seder, and the stars Hashem alakeinu mahadiglos lano v'aneinu adolam lasu tchavira perazoi, the last Pasuk in Perek Chofet, if you have Nikudis on top of the letters Hanigos Longo Vanenu and the Ayin of Az, we indicate that Pasuk is telling us the principle of Pasuk Ar Raven says is there. Hanigos Longo Vanenu Ar Arlo. If someone is doing an Aver of the Gogoi, so it's our responsibility to see to it that he doesn't continue to do that Aver. We have to be Mochiach each other. So the Gemara says that principle of Kol Yisrael only began to be knowing Meshavim Tzodas HaYarden. It didn't begin immediately. Rashi quotes in Sanhedrin and Gimel. Hacher Ovaros HaYarden. What happened Meshavim HaYarden? So Rashi adds on a phrase. Meshikid Lo Aleim Et Ashlo B'Hagrizim B'Haregim. It's a Toshib Shat in the Gemara. It doesn't mean just Ovaros HaYarden. I mean, after the brachas that flows to the Hagrid Maharego, this was a special krisis bris of the tzibur. There were two krisis bris. You see, the toichacha that appears in Ruchu Koisai and the toichacha that appears in Chisavoy were the dibri habris. That's how it says the last pasuk in Perek Chav Ches. Right after the toichacha comes to a conclusion, it says, Eile dibri habris, this is the text of the krisis bris, Hashatib Hashem es Moshe lichos es bnei yisto be'eretz moyof, Mulvad habisa shikar asitam b'choyrev. What's Mulvad habisa shikar asitam har Sinai? Har Choyrev is har Sinai. That piece is the text of the truth. The visit har Sinai is the teichecheh in Ruchu Koisai. And this lashon of the brachas of Klovis in Kisobo was the nusach of the creation of Riz And obviously, why was there a need for a second cruise in Brisa? The Pasuk says in the beginning of Nitzavim, that the priests of Brisa only for the Yechidim, for the people who were alive at that time. There was no Umaha Yisraelis yet. There was no Tzirup of Klal Yisrael. So you couldn't say that there was a bris binding Klal Yisrael to observe all this. There was no Klal Yisrael. But Mishav Yisrael at Hayardin, when they had their own national homeland, Mishav Yisrael at Hayardin, then there was a Tzirup of Klal Yisrael. Then there was an Umaha Yisraelis. And then it was Shaykh to make a Christmas bris with Klal Yisrael. So what Christmas bris was made Mishav Yisrael? Not just that it crossed over the Yardin. After they crossed the Yardin, then they can make a Christmas bris. What was the Christmas bris? That was the brachas to klolos, so hagris maharev. But brachas to klolos, same as the teichachet. We start off with brachas, and we end up with klolos. The same thing, the teichachet. So why did you have three bris? Why did you have Har Sinai, Arvis Mayav, and hagris maharev? Well, you should have just had two. You should have had the one with the Yisrael was at Har Sinai, and then the one with the Tzibur, that should have been made. We shall be sold as Hayard, and then they should have made the second one. So what was the need for Kisava? So Rav Soloveitchik used to say pshat that Kisava was the beginning. It was one long priesthood. It was begun. It began now at Arvis Mayav, and it was concluded by Yeshua ben Nun in Eretz. So why do you have to begin it now? Why don't you wait till they have to be crossed over the year, and then you make the second priesthood? So he said, based on Midrashim, that really the Rabban Shalom wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to be the Metabo. He should be the Shach and the Nitzvah. So if Moshe Rabbeinu would have crossed over the yard, he would have been Nikah. There would have been two. There wouldn't have been any need to have a third Christmas Bris. But because Moshe Rabbeinu was not permitted to cross over the yard, and so as the Yiddish expression goes, Vikum to Kativ Ravasa, how are you going to work it over here? You have two premises, and then it's impossible. You have one premise, you want the Christmas Bris to be made by Moshe Rabbeinu, not by anyone lower. It's easy, I don't have to be. And then you want the Christmas Bris to be made in Eretz Yisrael, but Moshe Rabbeinu can't cross over the yard. So what are you going to do? So Moshe Rabbeinu began the Christmas Bris before, but he said it's not going to take effect. This is a Bris with the whole Klal Yisrael, all the future people are going to be born in the future, they're all part of Klal Yisrael. The original Bris was only made with Yechidim, so whoever wasn't there at Har Sinai wasn't bound. But the second Bris was the Klal Yisrael, but that wasn't Chavah until after Klal Yisrael Tayyah. That means Moshe Rabbeinu began the Bris, and then it had to be Nigmar. There was a technicality that it had to be made after the Klal Yisrael. So the technicality was taken care of by Yeshua ben Nun. He was going with the Bris, but it wasn't the new Bris. It was the Gemara of the same old Bris. It was the Hemshech of the second Christmas Bris that Moshe Rabbeinu had started in Arvis Mayav. The Gemara Shavuos, at the end of Masechta Shavuos, comments on the pasuk when they made the brachas of Klolos at Hagrizim and Harevol. So the pasuk says that everybody answered Amen. The Amar called her Om Amen. At the end of every one of these brachas, at the end of all of the Klolos. So what's the significance of saying Amen? So the Gemara says that Amen is Kabbalah HaShvuah. The Gemara learned that from this pasuk. That if a person says Arur, I accept upon myself a curse if I'll talk Loshon Hara. I accept upon myself a curse if I won't do such and such. So that's considered a Shvuah, as if he would have said, Haredi Nishba, that I'm going to do this, or that I'm not going to do that. So what if I didn't say that? What if someone else says, Or Hu Isha Sheyidaba Loshon Hara, and I say Amen? So it's considered as if Amen Bo Shvuah. When I say Amen, it's my Kabbalah HaShvuah. It's considered Kila Hoitzi Shvuah Mitzidon. There's more than that in this pasuk. It says in the right Amen is Kabbalah. Same thing by the Isha Seita. It says Yomer the Isha Amen Amen. So Amen is Kabbalah HaShvuah. And each one of these Klolos was introduced first by the bracha. When you make a kriyas bris, you have to have brachas of klolos. It says that there's going to be skar b'yarnish. But it says vele yamdu ala klol, vele yamdu lebaracha sam. It says that there are brachas and klolos. These are the psuk mani spell out the yarurim, but it's understood. The Gemara spells it out. It's understood from the Chumash. You read in between the lines that each aura was introduced first to the baruch, parallel to the brachas of klolos in the chukayis and the brachas of klolos in kisavai. Brachas of Klolos in the Bukhas and Kisav, you have all the brachas together and all the Klolos together. Here, you had a bracha, Klolos, bracha, Klolos, bracha, Klolos. Each one, each Klolos was introduced first by a bracha. There is an interesting discussion on the pasuk Orish Achayv Mechol Santo that's related to the topic that we learned this week in Ksubis. We mentioned the Rambam's opinion in the Yad HaZoker that if a man does chalitza to his yivama, the prohibition to marry her later on is only the Rabbanah. The Gemara learned that from the pasuk. Kofa Yosef of Shelo Yivna is based off it. Why is that Shelo Yivna? Is that Shelo Yivna? We sit in front of you because you didn't want to perform Yivam. You chose to do Chalish. But how can say Shelo Yivna? Because you're never going to do Yivam. Maybe he will do Yivam in the future. So the Gemara learned that from the Lashon Asid. Kibin Shelo Yivna, Shelo Yivna. If he does Chalitza now, he's never permitted again to marry the girl. He's forbidden to do Yivam. So the Rambam says that that's only us. Matzim of the Rabban. This is against the Beferishi Gemara. The Gemara says in the middle of Yivamas, in paragraph in Amliel, in the fifth paragraph in Yivamas, that according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds the Rein Kiddushin Tops in the Chai Ve'Lavin, if the Yavam will be Mekadesh, the Yavama, after having done Chalitza, Ein Kiddushin Tops in, because it's Chai Ve'Lavin Deraisa. It's the Beferishi Gemara. So that's what the Rajboy asks. How can the Rambam say it's only Asmat and Rabban? It's against the Gemara. So the Rambam in the Pirish HaMishnai is answers the Kashi. He says, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, and he said, there. I said, that's because Rabbi Akiva holds that Rabbi Akiva holds Yosef Chai Ve'Lavin, the Chai Ve'Kriyas, and therefore he holds that the Chalutza is an Issa Deraisa of the marriage. But according to the Chachamim, the Chai Ve'Lavin is not the Chai Ve'Kriyas, the only Chalutza is only the Rabbana. How is it probably that it's there? So the Rambam says he doesn't know what he's talking about. The Rashi writes in the Chiddush HaRashi, you know, doesn't understand. How is it called? That the Gemara says, the Machlek to the Kiddush HaRashi, if you know what the Chai Ve'Lavin, our Kiddush and Tosin, our Kiddush and not Tosin. But well, how does that affect? What has the Kiddush HaRashi affect? Whether something is an Isra, Lav De'Raisa, or Tony Asmach Mirabon. Rav Soloveitchi gave the following interpretation to the Rambam. He said, the woman started off while the brother, when my brother married her, she started off as an Eshazah, as an Isra Korah. And then after my brother died, leaving no descendants, so then there was a heta. There's a heta yibum. Then because I chose to do chalitza and not to do yibum, so now there's no longer a heta, and now it's forbidden for me to heta. So what's the nature of the yisra? So it's back where it started from. It's going to be again an yisra eshesaf. But what kind of an yisra eshesaf is it going to be? Eshesaf if it can start up with an yisra parish. But over here, there's not going to be any courage that everybody's master. After I do chalitza, no one holds up his courage. The only shail is there an isa lav deraisa, is only the rabbanon. So the Rambam writes like this: how can you have an isa reishasach that doesn't have courage? It doesn't make any sense. Reishasach is supposed to be courage. So the Rambam read the Gemara like this: according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds a chai v'lavin are also gili arayis. Even if there's no current, it's also getting all right. So you started off with Eishes Sach that was current. And then because the brother died, leaving no descendants, and then it was Mutana, because he did Chalitza, reverts back to become Aser. So it'll be Aser with an Isra'lah without an Isra current. Fine. So that's also, it's not there. There's going to be an Isra Arayis. Like even possible to read the pasuk like that it should be an Isra Arayis. The point of the Chachamim, who hold the Chachamim Rabin are not Gili Arayis. What do you mean? You start off with potatoes and then you convert it to become oranges? How can that be? If you start off with high quality potatoes, then because they were in the rain or in the tornado or whatever, they can convert it to become shvach quality, so that you can understand. A chai v'krisis is lower to a chai v'lavin, so I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, nitzem hayomer, because a chai v'lavin is also gili arayis. It starts off with an isa gili arayis chomor, and it ends it off with an isa gili arayis kal. The Nisa Gilei Arayis, Chai Ve'Lavin, the share with both the Gilei Arayis, both that course. But according to the Chachamim, it's in Gans and a different Nisa, especially according to the Rambam, the Chai Ve'Lavin is a Nisa only Kiddush Shavuot. Chai Ve'Krisis, you can't say Kiddush Shavuot. The whole nature of the Nisa is different. By Chai Ve'Krisis, it's a Nisa Bia, by Chai Ve'Lavin, it's a Nisa Maisa Ishus. In Gans and a different Nisa. So what do you mean? It starts off as an Eshetzar, with Kores, that because she's Muteris, because the brother died leaving no descendants and his materis for a while, and I did chalitza, so it became converted to a totally different Eser. How can he have such a metamorphosis? How can be converted? So that's what the Rambam holds, that according to the Chachamim Rabbi Akiva, that doesn't make any sense that should exist. But that's what the Rambam held, that can only be an asmat from the Rabbana. According to Rabbi Akiva, it makes sense to say it's their Eser. It's more held, it's Rosh of their Eser. But similar to that theme over there is an issue over here. The Gemara has a machlekes in Terekan Esrafim toward the end of Sanhedrin. The Gemara has a machlekes of Akiva and another Tana, I think Rabbi Shimon. Get ready, Rabbi Akiva and another Tana. How do you read the pasuk about Isha Uvito? It says, if I marry Isha Uvito, it says the punishment is great. And it says, Ba'ish Yisrafu also the F10. The both guys straight for Isha Uvito. So the Gemara says, why? I was married to my wife for a long time. And then, that's the heter. And then later on, I'm designed with Bas Ishti. So my wife all of a sudden becomes Chayv Kor, becomes Chayv Shreiter. What did my wife do? So one time it says, oh, so the S hen means that Achat Mehen. She came B'losh and Yivani, one. The word one, hen. Hen is Achat. And B'losh and Yivani, hen is Hen Yiras Hashem Hi Chokmah. That's the Zilta Shankos. Hen Yiras Hashem Hi Chokmah. This is the real Chokmah. This is the one and only real Chokmah. Pain, Balash, and Yivani is that. The Yerot, the Beish, Yisrael, Host of the Esen, and Sachas Mehen, whichever one I was married to the head of his mother, and then if I live with her mother, I live with her daughter, but that'll be an Isser straight. The other time it says a whole different shot, no, that it's only talking, it's talking about a case where they're both beings. Okay, Machloek Katana. So the Gemara says, what's the difference for Halacha between the Nidashi this way or that way, how you read the Psukim, Halacha Maisen? So the Gemara says, the Shaila is, what about Chamos Halacha Mises Ishtar? What if a man is married and then his wife dies and then he marries his mother-in-law? Chamos alacha mitzvah ishta, would it be, and he's a misa, would it be tzreifa or not? Maybe the oinish of tzreifa is only called man his wife is alive. So after his wife dies, there's no longer any tzreifa. So that's how we pass him. The chamos alacha mitzvah ishta is no tzreifa. So the question is there chorus in it? The Gemara just says, we pass like that time that there's no straight, but Hamos Lach Mishish, there's no straight. It happens. It happens every so often. There's a whole literature here in America. There was a guy came to shul, he wanted to bring his son for bar mitzvah, and the rabbi thought this, who are you, who's your son, who's that? It turned out that his wife had died, and he married his mother-in-law, Lach Mishish, and this was the child, this bar mitzvah buffer was the child. So the rabbi had a whole shot, whether the child is a mamzer, I can give the kid a bar mitzvah anyway, give him an aliyah anyway, but they just wanted to know. He told the parents to have to get divorced. The guy was living, the question was, but he has to give a get to his wife. Maybe he doesn't have to give a get. Maybe 10 conditions help the Machadi pieces. Or maybe it is not correct. Mm-hmm. This rabbi wrote a tshuva about it. If someone else wrote a tshuva, you have a whole, this is about 30 years ago, 25 years ago. They were writing tshuvas about this. Too cool in America. Right here in New York State. Upstate New York. So the question is whether Chamos Alacha Misas Ishtoi has chorus or not. So Rashi and the Ramban, all the Rishonim on the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Perakan Asrafim write that even though there's no Misa, even though there's no Sreifa, but there's still a Misa, there is, because it says, Oru Shalchevi Mecho Santo. That even covers his mother-in-law Alacha Misas Ishtoi. But because Oru doesn't mean that there's chorus. So the Ramban writes, yes, there's chorus. And the Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban and the Rambam say, how do they know there's chorus? Maybe there's no chorus. Well, what's the marker? Or it just means that there's a need of their answer, that it doesn't follow at all that there should be chorus. So what's talk of the Hezman and the Rambam? Where did the Rambam get a marker to say that there should be chorus? So I don't remember if Rav Soloveitchik said this, or some of the Talmidim said it, based on what Rav Soloveitchik said with the Rambam by Rabbi Akiva with the Chalutza. But someone said this Hezman, that the Rambam felt that there has to be chorus here. The same is by Chalutza. If you want to say that the Easter Isha Vito started off as an Easter Sreifa, the Chaya Ishto, Isha Vito has Sreifa. And Chamos Alacham Isis Ishto doesn't have Sreifa. So if you're going to say that it's lowered all the way down, Negro Roman, the Bira Mikta starts off with Sreifa, with Chorus, then Lacham Isis Ishto is lowered down only to an Easter Horror that doesn't even have Chorus. So what kind of an Isra is that? That's an Isra Arayis. It's not an Isra Arayis. We hold the Chayi Lavin, Kiddush and Atosin, and the only time in Yeroiver is Kiddush Shabbat, the full Aver is Kiddush Shabbat. So it comes in a different kind of an Isra. So it comes to the Rambam to understand that the Isra of Chosanto, or Shechem Chosanto, Lacham Isra Sishtoi, has to have Chorus also. If it wouldn't have Chorus, so there's no Hemshech from before. What do you mean? It started off... Isha Vita started off with courage, and then because his wife died, so it ended off without courage. It says the whole nature of the mitzvah chain, the whole nature of the Isha chain, started off with an Isha Vita and an Isha Vita. There's no handshake here, it's from courage to a non-courage. And that's what prompted the Rambam to say there has to be courage. And the Yerushalayim never held to that Rambam in the first place. They held that Chalutza is an Isha Deraisa, there's no kasha. They don't hold for the other Rambam that you need Kiddush of Baal. The whole Tanya was to be Kiddush of Baal. But the other Rishonim hold that everything is a Nisa Biyah. Baal alone is a full love. You don't need Dr. Kiddush of Baal. It's not that this is a Nisa Biyah and that's a Nisa Maitre Ishus. Everything is a Nisa Biyah. So Nishke Felach, you start off with a Nisa Karis, and then because something occurs, so it's watered down to a Nisa Baal. Nishke Felach. This is all the Rambam. Rambam holds that it doesn't make sense to start off with a Nisa Karis and to weaken it till the point that it becomes an Issa Lav. That's not weakening it. That's changing totally the whole nature of the Issa. So the Rambam, the Shita, so holds that it cannot be, but the other Rishon holds that it can be. In the Teichecha begins with the Brachas, and then you have the Klolas. So it says, Baruch HaTov V'Vayecho, Baruch HaTov V'Tzeichecho. Rashi, and I taught the quote from the Gemara of Bava Mishnah, Shehei Yitzios Femin Ha'olam, V'lo Ched, Yibiyos Kol Ha'olam. That's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Baruch HaTov V'Vayecho, Baruch HaTov V'Tzeichecho. When you come into the world, the baby is born innocent, free of sins, so you should be blessed. That when you should die without any sins. And who says, pray tell, that when the baby was born in the world, he was born innocent of any sins? Maybe he was a Gilgal of an early Neshama who had sinned and he was born into this world to do Atikut. So the Rashash says, Anad Gimar, in the end of Mamatim, Mikan, Tas, Tira, the Bali HaGilgal. Gilgal was a big issue in the Rishonim, the days of the Rishonim, whether we believe in it or we don't believe in it or it's optional. Or it's not crucial to our religion. I mean, I ask you whether do you believe that there's any life on Saturn? Maybe yeah, maybe no. You can be very strong, absolutely yeah, but it's not part of our religion, whether yes or no. It's irrelevant. So that's what Reb Chizdoy Kreskis writes in his Or Hashem. He says the whole issue with Gilgal is maybe yeah, maybe no, but it's not crucial. It's not one of the Aquarium women. And then it's discussed whether he thinks it is so or not. But he says, whether it is, if it isn't, he doesn't think it's a question of a fact, but it's not true. It's not from the Meiji said, it's not even from the Maimi said. It's a question. How does the Rebbe Shlom run this world? So we don't know. So the Rashash writes on this Gemara, we can't tastir the Bala Yagil. That's why there are some people who don't like to read the Rashash. he was a modern daring thinker. In the middle of the brachas, before you get to the klolas, we have one of the most important mitzvahs in the Torah, the halachta b'drocha. The halachta b'drocha is counted by the Rambam and other monies as one of the Taryan mitzvahs. We will take the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mavu Racham Achana and Rachato Racham Achana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everybody b'tzelem alekim, and we were all created already with the midas of Elokus. And he commands us, the halachta b'drocha, not to imitate God. Not to imitate God. No. To preserve the divine midas that were still within us at birth. We don't have to develop these. We were created with these midas types. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, the halachta b'drocha. And the Rambam writes in the Yara HaZakeh, as well as other places, that that's the reason why the Nevi'im describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu in various scenes, with various descriptions, in order that we should know what the midas of Elokus are, in order to know how to fulfill this mitzvah, halakha b'drocha. Otherwise it wouldn't be any of our business. What is it, Agashev, to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like? And the answer is, yeah, it's relevant, because we have to know halakha b'drocha for the purposes of our fulfilling this mitzvah. So that's why it's important to study knowledge. It's not just that they wrote it. We have to study the Nevi'im in order to know how to fulfill this mitzvah of halakha b'drocha. Then the Vilna Gaon says, and some Rishonim say also, that the Pshuta Shal Mikra of the very next pasuk is, V'ro kol ami haaretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yoro mimeko. What is the Pshuta Shal Mikra? V'ro kol ami haaretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha. They will see that you fulfill the halakha b'drocha, that you have preserved the tzelem lakim that you were given at the time of birth, that shem Hashem nikra alecha. You have midas elikus, and they will learn Yerushalayim from you, the Yorum Mimeko. They will learn Yerushalayim from you. This was true throughout all the generations when there were outstanding tzaddikim. The Goyim used to respect them also. The Goyim there were Goyim in the city Radin. There's still some Goyim now. Some of them just came back after the summer. It said that one Goyish woman was telling them, she was telling him different stories. But the people who learned in Radin said that the Goyim used to cannot worship the dust, that the Chavos Chaim when he would walk in the street, the people knew that this was a holy man. And they learned Yirah Shemayim from him. The people on the Goyish, people on the east side also. He used to have tremendous respect for Moshe Feinstein because he used to dress very neatly. He used to walk like a normal person. He didn't run like a Meshuggah. He was always very organized, very Masudovic. And he always said hello to the garbage collectors and to the mailmen. And everybody was a very decent person. That's how they go and go and read the process. Halacha b'drocha v'roch kolami hoetz b'shem Hashem nikra lecho. The people will see that you have preserved your tzelem alakim v'yaru v'mekro. They will learn from you Yirah Shamayim. The Torah requires of all of us. We should all try to do that. The Gemara has a drasha, which is an additional level of interpretation. And the process that roch hoetz b'shem nikra lecho refers to the tefillah shel rosh. Why is it shem Hashem nikra lecho? The Rashi says on the Gemara Brachas in the first parak that it has the shin and the dalet and the yud. The shin is on the Baishal Rosh and the dalet is on the Kesh and the yud is on the Shal Yad. So the shin and the dalet of the Shal Rosh is the rov. The two thirds of the shin, shin dalet yud, the rov of the shem Hashem is on the Shal Rosh. So when the Gul Mesoyim will see that we're wearing Tefillah Shal Rosh, but Yoram Mecca, they will be afraid of us. They will be afraid to start up with us. Not I'll be pshuta of Yoram Mecca means that will learn Yirah Shamayim from us, and I'll be midrasha. The other level of interpretation means they will be afraid to start up with us. It all means that the Tefillah Shel Rosh should be the gilui. So that's why many pasuk say that even those who daven with a talis over the head should be careful not to put a talis over the tefillah Shel Rosh. They should have the talis over here. Others are makhid, they shouldn't even have the talis covering up the dalet in the back. Because Rashi said in Brachas that it's because of the shit in the dalet. And Barol means that it should be the gilui. That the Tefillah Shel Rosh should be the gilui. Tefillah Shel Rosh is supposed to be B'hoi l'chol yos ha-yotu, l'chol yos k'lo l'acher m'yos. The Gemara says that Tefillah Shel Rosh, there's no halacha, has to be the gilui. You can put it in Mokam in Sonuva, the Mokam Seishu. Tefillah Shel Rosh is supposed to be the gilui. Describes all kinds of terrible suffering and punishment, and then it says, "Gam kol chalav chamaka shalok kol kavaseif al terazot yalim Hashem alecha avi shamdam." And even other punishments, other than those that were described over here, Hashem will cause the Jewish people to suffer. So there's supposed to be a medrash that says that this is alluding to the zumisus tzadikim. Hamaka Sheva Kotev, the Sefer Terazos, is alluding to Mises Tzadikim. The Akraim write that that Medrash is Hamaka Sheva Kotev. The Medrash doesn't appear anywhere. Not written anywhere. They say jokingly, they write that the Medrash itself is Hamaka Sheva Kotev. But they all assume that there must be such a Medrash somewhere because everybody quotes it from everybody else, and they don't believe that the first guy just invented it from the same age. So they quote in the name of Raviv Kochanan, a word from our sponsor. Why doesn't the Torah spell out Misa Tzadikim? Why doesn't it say I'm going to kill the Tzadikim also? Why does it have to say Amaka Shalakot? Why does it have to beat around the bush? No, because Misa Tzadikim. So the quote that Rabbi Kohanan said like this, that Misa Tzadikim is really a terrible, terrible punishment. That you don't even have Tzadikim in the generation to be making on people or to escape us of them. And the Gemara in Baba Basra and other places is analyzing psukim where the Nevi'im describe punishment that will befall the Jewish people. Says, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do that. So the Gemara interprets that the second thing that's going to be done is worse than the first. And the third thing is worse than the second. The fourth is worse than the third. When the psukim say, I'm going to punish you with this, that, and the other thing, everything as you keep on going is worse and worse and worse. So if you were to write Nisan Tzadikim, where would you write it? You would write it towards the end. Because that's worse than it would be the very end, towards the end. That would be worse than many of the things that preceded it. However, you have another concept in Tanakh that appears that from Tnei Haroam, that's the Hatzarik, that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, he wants to punish the Jewish people to take away the Tzarik, but he doesn't want, and he wants to punish the Jewish people but other Onshim as well, but he doesn't want the Tzarik to suffer to see the Holocaust. He takes away the Tzarik before. So if the Torah will write chronologically if the Torah will write the Mises Tzadikim in the beginning, in order that that's the way it's going to be, it's going to occur chronologically, in order that the Tzadik shouldn't see all of these terrible, like the Chabad Chaim died before the Nazis started. He envisioned that there's going to be a terrible Korban, and he died before the whole thing began. So, Nei Aron Nesef HaTzadik says, the Torah is going to describe Mises Tzadikim in the very beginning, according to the chronological order, so one will get the mistaken impression, on these tzaddikim, that's not so terrible. And to go further, that's worse. And that's the way we always understand that whatever is called amulcha the pasuk is more severe. And if the Torah will write it at the end, because the taka is towards the end, or at the very end, that's where it really belongs as far as the chayim ha'inish, then it won't correspond to the chronological order, because a lot of times HaKadosh Baruch Hu affect where the tzaddik in advance of all of the other things, in order that he shouldn't suffer to see the Yisur. But that's why the Torah didn't want to write it explicitly. That's why the Torah just alluded to it by saying, Gal kol chole v'chamaka shalok kosa batei batara zos. Yalam alach. That's how Rabbi Tzuchanan is quoted as having said. One of the many punishments in the Torah is the Hishib Hashem Mitzrayim Bo'am Yos Baderach Hashem Amarti Loch Hashem prohibited us from going back to Egypt. The Gemara in Sukkah and the Rishon in Sukkah comments that when he goes back to Egypt, the Zayver on three lavim. Some quote in the Sefer Kafka Baferach, he quotes that someone had told him that the four letters signed by the Rambam, where the Rambam used to sign fourth at the end, Olivra b'chol yom b'gim alavim, yours truly, Moses Maimonides. He used to sign Hoyle B'Choyom. So others write, they can't believe that that's what the Rambam wrote. What do you mean Hoyle B'Choyom? To move, to leave Egypt. And if he was Oynes Achmanapati, he was off them, so what do you mean Hoyle B'Choyom and Gimelam? And he's Doyle B'Oynes. They don't believe that the Rambam wrote that. That's a Shiloh. When is one, if you have Sophic to off them, you're permitted to go to Egypt. But the question is, what if there's not Sophic to off them? They just made a peace treaty with Egypt. Are you permitted to go visit Egypt for fun? The vacation. Is that mutter or not? His manager. So the Gemara says that there's an Easter. The question is, does the Easter still apply to his manager? So there is one human quotes of blood in the midst, but I'll say the event, Tamar Abinatan. He says, Chidush. That the only time one violates the Easter is Badera Hazer. Only if you go back the exact same way that you came. And the Torah describes in Parshas Matzah, the Membeit Matzah, is the only time one will be in violation of these Yisurim is if he goes back the same way B'nai Israel came, if he go back the same way. The Pashtus is not so, but on a yoke. On a yoke are boats. There ain't no boats on a dry land. The boats when you go on Mediterranean, that's not where the Membeit Matzah is for. The Pashtus doesn't seem to stand with that. Other Rishayim want to say that just like the Gemara says, Vosan Cher the Bilbul is called Ha'olam Kuloi, and therefore there's no longer an Easter of Amoni Mayotni. And many days in Rishayim Ha'ot, the same is true regarding Mitzri. That's just an Izam, it's called Rabbeinu Tam, and the Makabah quotes, my friends Rabbeinu Tam, and the other Rishayim, but that's true regarding Mitzrayim. Vosan Cher succeed and being the Valbul the Am HaMitzri, or no, he sent them into Golis, but then he brought them back to Mitzri. Today it generally assumed that they're not the people living in Egypt, they're not Enochus, I think. They're not Enochus from the original midstream of the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. I think it's generally assumed historically. But anyway, Tayyip has the Machaba, quote from Machlekes, Rabbeinu Tam, the other Rishayim, in the 1500s. In the 1500s, they still had a Shiloh, whether the people live today, the people in Egypt probably are descendants of those who lived there in the 1500s. But the question is, did anything happen before the year 1500 that was involved? So if one should assume that yes, that these are not the Enochus and the original ones, because there was one opinion in Rishayim that the Yisra were going back to Eretz Yisrael.